So we're looking at the calendar date here in the studio and realizing, hey, you know, it's Tuesday. It's February 18th. 3 weeks from today, for those who are watching politically, 3 weeks from today, Michigan's primary, Tuesday, March 10th. Wow, that's getting here quick. Most of the attention being paid, obviously, because the competitiveness of what's happening on the Democratic side is going on. And we got to thinking and got to wondering, well, who's going to be on the ballot in Michigan? It's got to be finalized by now. I mean, if they're going to be printing ballots and everything, doesn't it? I mean,
well, yeah, because absentee ballots are already available.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah, so. All right, that's true. That's true.
And we will fashion up a poll a week prior to give you a chance to make your prediction of, and we're going to stick with the Democratic side. I think it's pretty obvious who's going to win the Republican side. If President Trump didn't win, that would be the big, that would be the bigger story than anything.
It'd be the biggest poll you ever did if you include everybody.
Really? Have we discovered? So what names that we're going to find on the Democratic side of Michigan's primary barrel?
Would you like to hear that?
Oh, well, do tell us, Art Lewis.
In order to be accurate, I downloaded my ballot.
Okay.
Which, by the way, everyone can do if you go to mi.gov/SOS and click on the Michigan Voter Information Center, put in your name and basic information, and your ballot, your individual ballot, will come up.
Which means you get your individual
ballot proposals, everything. Yeah, and, your ballot in your precinct.
So, you know, because your ballot proposals could differ depending on your town.
Yeah, exactly.
Or your representation when it comes to state races and things like that.
Like I discovered that there actually is an issue in my voting district that I didn't even know about.
Oh.
So, not very good.
There you go.
Good thing you went to it.
Yeah. All right, so.
All right, let's tell us all those
you would like to know
recognizable Democratic presidential candidate names that are going to be on the Michigan
All board. Right.
Okay.
I'd be curious how many of these you actually recognize. Michael Bennett.
He just dropped out.
Yeah, recognize it, but.
From Colorado.
Okay.
All right. Joe Biden.
Oh, recognize him.
Soon to drop out.
Maybe.
But by the way, there are a lot of names on this list that have dropped out, but after the deadline for doing it, so they're going to be on the ballot. I mean, you know, and they're going to take votes from somebody.
Yep.
So Michael Bennett, Joe Biden, Michael Bloomberg.
Okay.
Cory Booker.
Okay.
He's still there. Okay.
Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah.
All right.
He's still there. Yep.
Julian Castro.
Not there.
Nope. Gone. Yep.
John Delaney.
Definitely not there.
Nope.
Tulsi Gabbard.
Well, somehow she's around, but it's at 1%.
Yeah,
she's still officially in. But
I guess, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Amy Klobuchar.
Okay. Still in.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders.
Okay, well, still a front runner, yeah.
Independent.
Yeah. Joe Sestak.
He gone.
Yeah.
Was he ever there?
Who?
Tom Steyer.
Sorry,
he's still around.
Yeah, still
Elizabeth Warren.
Yep.
Still around.
For now.
Marianne Williamson,
not
bye bye.
On.
Andrew Yang, bye
on.
Bye.
Yep.
Uncommitted. That's the
still
last
around.
One.
Still around.
Yep.
So what can we? Let's. We almost have half that are still there and half that are still gone.
Yeah.
Right.
So how many is that total on there? I'm sorry, I didn't have a count. Give me a quick count. Just curious.
4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15 named and one uncommitted.
Okay, and how many are still there? Can you do that?
Oh, I don't know. It's probably, six or seven.
Six or seven,
okay.
I'd say, yeah.
So it's like a split, half and half, almost.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Now, just to be fair.
Yeah.
On the Trump side.
All right, go ahead. No, we're talking that. Yeah, go ahead.
Mark Sanford.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Donald J. Trump.
Recognize that name.
Joe Walsh.
Joe Walsh. Not the guitarist, Charlie. No, not him.
Where's he find time?
Not from the Eagles, no.
Bill Weld.
Bill Weld. There's the name from the
Massachusetts,
past.
Massachusetts, yeah.
Okay. There you go.
All right.
Okay. Well, March 10th. Remember, you can't split your ballot, but you can, because there are ballot proposals, you can still go and just vote the proposals.
Yes,
not
absolutely.
Have to vote for
exactly. You don't have
candidate.
To vote. Right.
So for those who are...
If you vote for a candidate, you can only do it on one side or the other.
Yeah. Those who don't like doing that, at least you know you don't have to if you still want to vote the ballot proposal. So 3 weeks from today, Michigan's primary.
Wow.
We get our chance to have our say in what's happening in the presidential election. It's 8:46 on WSJW. Speaking of that, of course, and you mentioned Elizabeth Warren. Now, she's not the only politician to do this. She just happens to be the latest. And sometimes I think going a little over the top and trying to explain just how many times have we heard politicians of any party saying, this is the most important election of our lifetime. This is the election that will determine the fate of America from here on out.
I'd say Abraham Lincoln would have been right in 1860.
That's probably, well,
that very important election.
Washington, first one.
Well, and speaking of those two,
FDR.
Apparently, Elizabeth, and there's another one. You have references to what basically she did. If I'm understanding, apparently she was in Las Vegas yesterday, and she said the 2020 election is the moment in history that we have been called to, such as the challenges we have faced before, from our founding revolution to the Civil War to the Great Depression to World War II. That's the comparison of this 2020 election.
You're overstatement.
You're
there,
not going to.
I think so.
Wait. You're not going to drive anybody. You're not going to get people excited to vote. You say this election. That's not going to work.
I understand.
You're going to get people fired up.
Same way we get people to the Super Bowl.
That's right.
I get it.
Yeah. Just this election, you know, if you got time, check it
average.
Out.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything.
I just do the comparisons to World War II, Great Depression, Civil War, and founding revolution, and the 2020 election. I just don't see that all grouped in the same. You
know,
this is like Sesame Street. What one of these things doesn't belong? And in this case, the 2020 election, I don't think in comparison terms of history. Then again,
you say that, but you never know.
You never know what's going to happen
because things happen.
I mean,
in 1960, there was the Korean War was over, and we didn't know really anything about Vietnam. And John Kennedy was saying, the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans. And people would have said, oh, come on.
Give me a break.
So, I mean, you never know. You never know.
This is true.
It's marketing, Charlie, too. I mean, politics is marketing.
Sounds like
as we're seeing with Bloomberg.
Sounds like desperation to me.